This meeting to order, please. And our first item is the roll call.
What about Pledge of Allegiance, number two?
Pledge of Allegiance. And Tony, would you please lead the pledge? I'm doing it in alphabetical order.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Hand on your heart. Veterans may salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag, of the United States of America and to the republic
for which it
stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, I guess that worked.
Okay, roll call. Tony Alabato.
I'm here.
Elizabeth Buzik, here. Carol Downey. Scott Spake.
Mike, here.
Marilyn Federal. Elaine Genoway. Sherry Horn.
Here.
Larry Kramer.
Here.
Tish Leon. Jim Levy. John Pointer.
Here.
Tony Rodella. Dave Tetzlaff.
Also, hoorah in honor of Tony then.
Okay. And Evelyn Velez.
Here.
And I see that Elaine is now here. Okay. All right, we have a quorum.
Thank you, Elizabeth. And we have the agenda. So introductions. Do we have any guests? Cora. Sorry, Patty. I keep thinking that you're actually a member.
I'm a guest, a regular, frequent guest.
Good morning. Yes, a frequent guest who's actually on our agenda. Thank you. And Elizabeth, we have Elaine is here now. Okay.
I'm concerned. Marilyn Federal, is she supposed to be on the list? She's out.
No, she should not be on the list. She's no longer a member of SCAC.
Okay, all right. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, well, if there are no guests, then let's do our speaker's presentation. John Pointer, he's going to provide a presentation on state legislative process. Good morning, John. How are you?
Morning, everyone. Morning. Carissa, how are we going to do this? You going to share screen with me, or do you want me to?
It's up to you. I can load the PowerPoint. If you have it up, go ahead and try to share your screen. I just granted you that
access. Okay. Just bear with me a second.
Sure. And then John also asked me to send out some attachments that accompany his speaker or his presentation today. So you'll be receiving those shortly.
Just bear with me a second.
No problem. We can see your screen just for the record.
Thank you.
So you're good.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. I'm going to talk to you today about CSL. What I will attempt to do is give you a very high-level overview of CSL and hone in on legislation and support letters. Carissa has sent you this PowerPoint. She's also sent you a PowerPoint on support letters using ePortal. She's also sent you 2021 and 2020 CSL press releases. And lastly, she sent you a what we call our legislative report, basically the red, white, and blue report that identifies the CSL proposals that have been picked up and also bills we're supporting. So I'm going to run through the CSL slide presentation. I will not be going through the e-portal presentation. I have done that with CSL members, as you may recall, in the past at a SCAC general meeting. So I'm going to only highlight where you can find it and where you can register. So CSL is a organization that is by state law recognized as a state agency. However, it's very unique. It's partially funded not only by general funds, but also by what is referred to as the tax checkoff program. The tax checkoff program funds the advocacy arm of the organization. So notice that I'm saying advocacy, not lobbying. It's against state law to lobby as a state organization. So that's why they've split our funding. The general operations, including a state employee, which makes up over half of our budget, is funded out of the general fund. However, anything we have to do with advocating for legislation is funded out of the tax checkoff program. And I'll go into that a little bit later in the program. This is our mission.
I'm not seeing anything, John. I'm just seeing your PowerPoint presentation page.
Right.
Okay. And how about now?
Nope.
No, not yet.
Hey.
We just see the folder to open the PowerPoint.
What, Carissa?
We just see the folder to open the PowerPoint.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, let me backtrack.
You can try stop sharing and then see if you can select the presentation when you try to share it, because it has different windows maybe.
Does that work?
No,
not yet.
I could try to pull it up on my end, John.
Yeah, why don't you do that, Carissa?
Okay. Okay. Can everyone see it?
Yes.
So, Carissa, it looks like it's timed, or is that you moving it? Okay, so we're on the mission statement. Let's go to the next slide, Carissa. The two pictures at the bottom show us in the assembly chambers. So just an FYI. So we're one of, I think it's only two or three other organizations that actually have access to the Senate and Assembly chambers when the legislature is in recess. Next slide, please. So this is just gives you an idea of the organizational structure. The Joint Rules Committee acts as the executive board. The Legislative Committee is self-explanatory. There are one, two, three, four members from Orange County that make up the a JRC Joint Rules Committee. And next slide, Carissa. Okay, so over our almost 40-year existence, we've had over 200 proposals signed into law by the governor. So, in fact, I believe it's approaching 215. Next slide, please. So this is where you can go if you are interested in seeing all of the ledge proposals that became, that were submitted over the course of time. So just a point of clarification. So not every ledge proposal that is submitted by a CSL member actually becomes one of our legislative priorities. So over the course of time, you could have 30 or 50 or more legislative proposals submitted by CSL members. And of those, approximately 10 are selected each year to be our focus. Next slide, please. So this is our 2021 legislative priorities. Notice that on the far right-hand corner, there are AB numbers. Those are assembly bills that were legislative proposals from the previous year that were picked up, but returned to us prior to the end of the legislative session, and we were asked to resubmit those. Let's stay on this slide for just a minute, Carissa. So you'll notice SP 7, Filipino Veterans of World War II, it's our opinion that will be a resolution. That will be a legislative bill. And SFP1 stands for Senate Federal Proposal. So that's going to the federal level and seeing if there was someone, either a congressman or assembly or a senator, that will pick that up. Down at the bottom, is Senate proposal. So the bills to the far right, again, as a reminder, we were told by each of those legislators, you resubmit those and we will sponsor those. We will author those again. So you've got to start over. You've got to submit a new proposal. Get Ledge Council to rewrite it again. So of those, only one. And there's still another week. So actually another 2 weeks. Something could still happen, but as of right now, only one of those has been committed to for 2021. The bottom one, SP3, AB2739, with Assemblymember Weber being picked up as the Secretary of the State Secretary of State. We lost a sponsor there, so that's not gonna be picked up. Okay. Next slide, please. So this refers to the other handout, other PowerPoint presentation that you have been given that we use to train CSL members on how to use the e-portal for support letters. So all of the hassle around calling your elected official, writing your elected official, or emailing your elected official has been done away with ePortal. Next slide, please. So this is just a position holder for you. It shows you how to establish an account. Now, anyone in CSL should have an account. And I've done this before with the Ledge Committee. So there should be a number of you that are familiar with this. If not, simply go to the PowerPoint presentation and it will walk you through how to establish an account. And so basically then this simply goes to the committee and follows, it attaches to the bill and follows it all the way through the various committees. Next slide, please. Okay, Senior Rally Day, May 4th, 2021, South Lawn of the Capitol. Highly unlikely we will actually be on the South Lawn on May 4th. We're working now on a virtual program that will be very similar to what the SCAN Foundation and the California Collaborative on Long-Term Services and Support put together for Advocacy Day on November 8th, 9th, I think it went into the 10th. So we're actually working with the web designer for that. So what they basically did is created a microsite and put it on the front end of the Zoom webinar process. And that's how they did their Advocacy Day. So we're looking at Kim McCoy Wade being the guest speaker on the update for the master plan for aging, then using the gentleman who's the finance director for the California Department of Aging as a presenter on the budget, and then using members of the MPA Master Plan on for Aging Ledge Committee to provide an update on bills in this session that will address or deal with the Master Plan. Okay, next slide, please. Many of you are already a friend, but if you would like to become a friend of the CSL, we send you a monthly newsletter. It's one page typically, and it's simply takes a flash approach. It just provides you a quick summary of what would be the topic of the month. Next slide, please. So, again, this is simply a reference to our funding of the advocacy program. Next slide, please. So we use the Form 540 as do approximately 20 other nonprofits or tax-exempt organizations. There are two tax exempts. The commission is on there, CSL is on there, and then there are two first responder organizations on there, the Fire Firemen's Association and the Police Officers Association, and the rest are your typical nonprofits, excuse me, breast cancer, Alzheimer's, and a number of other organizations. The fund participants are shrinking. We were up to almost 30 less than 2 years ago. There is I'm going to refer to it as a sunset clause that will require all of the funds to be reviewed in 2025. So we'll see what happens. There was a repeated effort on the part of Senator Morlock to do away with much of the tax checkoff and simply create a website on the FTDB site. So I think that's no longer an issue with State Senator Morlock, no longer elected to the state Senate. So we'll see. Next slide, please. Okay. Now, I also sent you a copy of the press release, which again identifies the ledge priorities for 2020 and 2021. So it just gives you a feel for what we have been pursuing in the last couple of years. Carissa, could you think you could go back to the slide that showed the ledge proposals? And they had the assembly bill number on the right-hand margin.
Sure, let me pull that up.
There you go. So this basically mirrors the press release. And so what we're waiting to see is, again, how many of these get picked up. And then what we're also going to attempt to do is identify the association with the master plan and the goal and the specific initiative, so that as the bills work their way through the legislative cycle, the session, we'll be able to make an association. And since the focus continues within the legislature on COVID, wildfires, and homelessness, we're gonna try and pigeonhole those for the legislators to, again, increase the chances of them being passed. Okay. Carissa, let's leave this slide up and let's see if there's any questions anybody has. Okay, one last presentation or piece for you. We've sent you a copy of the legislative report that is our tracking device that identifies the bills that have been picked up. So far, SP2 on the form or chart there on the screen, healthcare medical goods, has been assigned AB 98, and the legislator is Frazier. Senior malnutrition, SP6, has been picked up by Garcia. So we're just waiting on the bill number. That will be tied to Senior Rally Day. So it will have the same day, May 4th, as Senior Rally Day. And then another feature that we're doing is publicizing in greater detail the bills out there that we are supporting that may or may not have to do with the MPA. Are there any questions?
What's the MPA?
Master Plan for Aging.
Okay. And can you talk a little bit more about the Senior Malnutrition Awareness Day?
Yeah, that's our effort to, we think, and we've been working a lot with C4A on the issue of nutrition. And we supported 2 years ago an increase in the funding that C4A pursued. And what we wanted to further highlight in 2021 is the continuing need for nutrition, and the fact that it's a significant issue for seniors in the state of California, but it's also a significant issue across the country for seniors. So we're going to use the Awareness Day to also provide a forum for C4A to make a presentation at Senior Rally Day on their efforts within the budget on funding nutrition. Any other questions? Did that help, Evelyn?
Yes. Is there anything that that we could do to support that? Doesn't sound like it, but I'm just questioning.
Well, actually, as it works its way, as the efforts by the C4A on nutrition work its way through the budget process, which will begin in February in committee hearings and culminate with the budget being signed by the governor in June, there'll be plenty of opportunities for support letters to go in regards to that, Evelyn. So we'll be back to the committee here with some options.
Okay, great.
So Evelyn, one more thing. So what we have historically done in the Ledge Committee is take the bills that are picked up after February 19th and identify them that involve senior issues and come back to this committee in either March, bring that list of bills. And then what Larry has historically done in the past is ask each of us to take a look at those bills and say, which one of those do we want to track and report on in the future? So I hope to be able to do that here in February. And if I miss the February meeting, if I don't have the information by the February meeting, which is this meeting, then I'll bring it to the March meeting.
Okay. You thought you have some of them. And so that's the list that we have right here in this one, right? The legislation.
This is what CSL has done. I'm going to bring you a list of every bill that has been picked up by legislator in this session that will be working its way through the legislative session. So this is just a small portion of the bills out there that have been initiated and picked up by legislators for 2021 impacting seniors.
Okay, great. Thank you. Carissa, could you take down the slideshow because I can't see everybody? Thank you. So do you have any other questions for John? I know a lot of you are more informed than I am. Larry?
Yeah. John, you said that only one of these items have been picked up. It wasn't clear to me which item has been picked up.
On the slide, Larry, it was SP2, I believe. And it involved just a second.
That's Senator Nofri, isn't it?
SP1, this measure would allocate $800,000 for a three-year pilot. I'm on the wrong one, Larry. Sorry. It's on your press release for dated October 6, 2020. On the second page, middle of it, SP2, item 7, healthcare medical goods. This measure would allocate $100,000 for a three-year pilot program. That's the one that was picked up so far, as well as the one on nutrition.
Okay.
Now, Larry, something to keep in mind. Remember, the legislators were limited to 12 bills each. So historically, they've had anywhere between 25 and 50. But because of COVID, they have again restricted the number of bills each legislator is going to be able to carry.
Okay, thank you.
Evelyn, this is Carol Downey. I've joined you guys now, and I come up as Larry Kramer because he sent me the link because I didn't have the link to the meeting.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't get the, I don't know if it, I looked in my junk mail too and I couldn't. So anyway, I sent a message to Larry and he sent me the link. So I'm on now.
Great, thank you. And we do have, Carissa, we do have Carol in our email list, right? For notifications, okay, great. Okay, thank you.
All Elaine, right, so, do you want to speak to your recent assignment involving the Ledge Committee too? You want to do that another time?
Regarding ACCOC?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So some of the members may or may not be aware, I am now the chair of the Association of California Cities, Orange County Legislative and Regulatory Committee. So this is a city focus group where we look at legislation that would impact Orange County cities. So there's going to be some overlap between SCAC and ACCOC, and that John and I hope we're able to have our two groups work together on. ACCOC, also a lot of the bills that we follow are regarding businesses, support for businesses right now during COVID, and also housing, zoning impacts, transportation. But there will be some commonality in bills that are of interest to us, and John and I will coordinate that. Any questions? No.
Okay, so any other questions for John? Thank you very much, John.
My pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity.
So we will be tracking definitely number 7 and number 11, the healthcare and the senior malnutrition then. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. Tony is not here, right?
Right, he's absent.
Okay, all right. So we'll skip that. Chuck, you're on the agenda again. Do you have anything to share on the CSL caucus that you haven't already told us about?
No, I think I've covered anything I want to speak to at this point in time. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So we're moving on to chair items, new business, central communication for workshops and events. I just wanted to have a brief discussion about this because I received something from, I think it was Patty, a workshop, but I just got it like the day before it was really supposed to happen. And I sent it out to some 300 people that I have emails for. And I'm wondering is there a place that we can centralize these notices so that we know them in advance, all the different kinds of meetings and information that's available?
Well, I think to know things in advance, it's whenever the person who knows about that program is sending it to you or notifying you. So these are things that the chair of the committee could send out if it's of interest to the committee, if it's within your subject jurisdiction of what you handle. We do need to be careful of not flooding everyone's inboxes. Do have everybody's, all SCAC members have everyone's email address if you think it's of interest to someone. I do personally ask that you don't send jokes. I know we've seen that in the past where it has, everyone has a different sense of humor. And so I think that's not part of what we do as far as the business of SCAC, but just avoid that. But it's just really, if you want people to attend an event that you're promoting, is to give people as much notice as possible. And sometimes we don't have that notice, we don't know. So it would be, we don't want anyone to miss out on the opportunity. But I just think that's, just planning for an event and letting people know.
Is it all right to send it to Carissa for kind of global distribution among the SCAC and SCAC committees?
No, and you should have received an email on that last week, Patty. That Carissa just handles the official county distribution
I see.
Office on Aging. So, you know, the meeting notices or things that are coming from the director of the Office on Aging. So that's why everybody has the SCAC email list. So if there's something that you think other members would be interested in, you are welcome to send that to them.
And I'd be interested, Patty. Okay, there's no discussion on that. We already talked legislation submitted to date. We were looking forward to having a couple of them, and we do. Do you want to review those two? To go get them.
Elizabeth, this is Carol. Do you have me down as being present now?
I do, as of like 10 o'clock. Uh-huh.
Thanks. Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that was the SB2, the healthcare medical goods, and the Senior Malnutrition Awareness Day. I think we've talked about both of those. Any other discussion on that? We will be assigning them then probably next month. Is that correct, John? For one of us to track.
Yes. And then there may be more from the list, because the last day for a legislator to pick up a proposal is the 19th of February, Evelyn.
Okay.
So there may be more, but what I'm also saying is that we will be tracking any legislative proposal that becomes a bill after the 19th using Ledge Info that has the issue of seniors or MPA in it, and we'll come back with that list, and we can take a look at that as well and see if we want to divvy that up too.
Okay, great. All right, old biz.
Can I ask one? John?
Yes.
One question on the thing where we can make an input on legislation. Once we do that on a piece of legislation, will they keep us up to date? Will we get updates on it, or how does that work?
Larry, I didn't hear the first part.
Well, you said that we have been sent an e-portal thing for making comments about a piece of legislation?
Yes.
If we make a comment on a particular piece of legislation, will we then get updates on that legislation, or?
You can register, Larry, through Ledge Info, and yes, you can get updates.
Okay, so that makes it pretty simple.
Yeah, and I next month, I'll bring that piece of information as well to show you. So you can stay in touch with a particular bill.
Yeah, thank you. A show and tell might help us older senior people.
John?
Yeah.
You make a reference to ePortal. It's advisable to make it as an individual, not as a member of SCAC.
So I'm referencing CSL. But as a SCAC member, you're doing that as an individual or private citizen.
Right.
Okay. So when we bring that information to this committee in March, we'll make sure we highlight that again, Dave. But that's a good point.
Okay.
Yeah. And just a reminder that when on any type of advocacy, support, or opposition you're doing on legislation, it is as an individual, and that needs to be clear. Because as far as coming from SCAC, that would need to go to the Board of Supervisors for approval. So just please be sure it's clear that it's as an individual.
Anything further? Okay, on to old business. Status of No Senior Goes Hungry. We have still not gone through the budget, the Orange County budget. Our plan is to have a better understanding of how we can support our Office on Aging and the Senior Nutrition Program so that we can make a recommendation to the Board of Supervisors for increased funding if that's what they need, which we suspect, and be able to have some data, but we have not had that meeting yet. Anybody want to add anything to that?
I heard recently, I think it was Friday, about the reincarnation of the Great Plates program, where people can actually purchase subscriptions to Great Plates, and Meals on Wheels OC and AgeWell are participating. I would love to get someone for all of our committees, and maybe starting with health and nutrition, to give us a more complete breakdown of how that program's gonna work.
Is that anything that you have scheduled in the senior, the nutrition and committee?
Not yet.
Well, with that in mind, we have a proposed speaker program. So let's see if there's a hole where we could actually add that. Okay, so today was John. For March 15th, we had, Jean was gonna try to get Assembly Member Chen. Do we know if that's happening? Unknown?
I believe he's confirmed that. Carissa, did Jean send you a confirmation on Assembly Member Chen?
He did. He asked me to reach out to his chief of staff, and I will send him the information, so he should be able to speak then.
Okay.
Okay. And then April 19th, Elaine was going to try to secure Senator Bates.
And I'm still waiting for confirmation. I've contacted her office couple of times. They would like to do it, but just with COVID, they never know where they're going to be now. So I will keep you up to date on that, but I am in touch with her office.
Okay. And for May 18th, Supervisor Bartlett?
Same thing.
Okay. June, nothing. July, SCAG with Sherry. Sherry, I see you there, but you're muted. Yeah. Have you been able to secure anybody for SCAG, or do you have an idea of who you are?
Oh, yeah, no, I sent in the name and everything.
Okay.
This guy named Jonathan, he presented last time. He did demographics.
Oh, yes, I remember him. That was good. Council on Aging, Erica, C4A, League of Cities. Okay, so we don't really
have... has confirmed.
Pardon?
For September 20th, Erica has confirmed.
Okay. And is Jim here? No, Jim's not here. And Jean's not here. Okay, so if for some reason, well, I would still like to hear what Patty was suggesting in terms of what the different programs are and how they're going to be tying that in. So if not as a speaker, maybe as a summary from the nutrition program would be really nice. And thank you again, Patty, for being a member, well, not being a member of this committee, and for still coming and giving us updates. I really appreciate that. Okay. So new membership. Elizabeth.
Great. Okay, right up there, the little left-hand corner, I've got my hand raised here. Well, what about June? It's blank. Oh, no, we don't meet in June.
We don't meet in June.
Right, sorry. Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. All right, there are new members. Are no new members, I assume? Okay. TAC report, we're gonna start with Elizabeth and end with Larry on this.
Okay, regarding TAC, Elaine has picked a perfect person, Larry Kramer, to replace me. I mean, we are really fortunate.
Yes, we
are. Elaine really does a good job picking people. I'll have to hand it to her. And anyway, so Larry's is replacing me, and I know he's going to do a good job. No question about that. So, anyway, Larry, your turn.
Only because Elizabeth and Elaine are extremely persuasive. I have something written on my desk that says, accept no more appointments to anything. And those two managed to sneak this through. Elizabeth has held this for what, 7 years now? And you just felt it was time for a slight change. And I'm happy to learn about TAC. I know nothing, almost nothing about it, although I'm learning how what TAC stands for, right? And it's now the area agenda on
agency.
County or California, something like that. Anyway.
Okay, it's Area Agency on Aging. That's AAA, Council of California.
There we go. Mm-hmm. And maybe after a year, I'll remember that and so forth. The next meeting is March 9th, and I'm getting ready for that. I have to make a big report to them, and then I'll make a report to you all after that. And that's it. I'm looking forward to it. It should be exciting. And I'll be working very closely with Elizabeth because she understands this very well. And hopefully I won't let you down. And that's it. Thank you very much.
As if you could ever let us down, Larry. Thank you, both Elizabeth and Larry. Committee reports, housing and transportation. Dave, have you attended a recent meeting with them?
Yeah, we had a meeting just a little while back, and the guest speaker was Todd Cottle. He's with CNC Development, and he kind of gave us an update on the Altrudi Lane Senior Affordable Apartments for seniors in Yorba Linda. And it's a new project. It's in development, just started construction. CNC is a 501c3 organization. So they probably have spent about 2 years planning this and getting the implementation from all the parties involved. The location is going to be on Lakeview Avenue and Altrudi Lane in Yorba Linda. Seems to be an excellent location. It's close to all the senior developments like the library and et cetera that seniors would be in need of. So it's a good project that is just starting to get underground, and they are, I believe, taking applications now, and quite an attractive site for both apartment living and semi-attached housing on that. Next week, we are going to be discussing our long-term goals and short-term goals. And following that, in March, our guest speaker is going to be the CEO of Habitat for Humanity in Orange County. So we're looking forward to that report. Been working with her for probably a year and a half to get her to speak at the Housing and Transportation Committee. And I think we're going to finally get it to happen. So looking forward to that. That's my report.
Okay, that sounds great. How many units are they planning in Yorba Linda?
Do you remember, Elizabeth?
No.
I think it's 40 some units.
Okay. It's fantastic. I mean, and
Carol?
Gene Hernandez is so proud of it. It's in his city. And the location, he told last month, we talked about this. And he said that how perfect the location is. And it has everything except for microwave ovens. And he said he would look into that.
What's the address of that again? I'm sorry. What's the address, David? What's the address of it again?
It looks like Lakeview Drive Avenue and Altrudi Lane.
Lakeview and Altrudi Lane. Yeah, I think it's just right close to Imperial Highway there, not too far from Imperial Highway and Yorba Linda Boulevard. It's
I had a story about the microwaves, but I didn't want to comment at the time. But where we used to live, we lived next to a senior housing. And I was talking to the fire chief, and he says, oh yeah, we get fire alarms all the time over there. And mostly related to burning popcorn in the microwave. So be careful if you get a microwave and burning popcorn.
Okay. Thank you. Patty, can you talk to us about the health and nutrition?
Sure. we met on the, I'm sorry, I don't have the date that we met in January, but our meeting was pretty much consumed by planning speakers for the upcoming calendar year. And I'm happy to say we have the calendar all set. The next meeting is coming up February 17th. And we have a speaker from the American Heart Association because it's Women's Heart Month. On the 17th of March, on St. Patrick's Day, we have someone talking about senior nutrition programs. So we have people from the City of Irvine Meals on Wheels. We have someone from AgeWell, and we have someone from Meals on Wheels OC coming to talk about the different meal delivery programs and other safety net programs. In April, we have Dr. Bill Liu from the Orange County Healthcare Agency talking about vitamin D and bone health, especially with relation to COVID-19. In May, we will have a mental health awareness talk from Nancy Cooper from the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. In June, we're dark. In July, we'll have Dr. Dung Trinh talking about the cancer code. In August, we'll have someone from the Retired Senior Volunteer Program at 1OC. And September is going to be on skin cancer prevention and skin care. And October 20th is a Medicare review, what's new in Medicare for 2022, from Linda Cardoza on the Council on Aging. So our the only open spot for a speaker is our November meeting on November 17th. And you're all welcome to sit in. They should be very interesting topics and should help us a lot with promoting health and nutrition for older adults.
Elizabeth.
Patty, could you send the March, April, May speakers to Larry so he could put that in his TAC report? Because the members of TAC really want to know what the other PSAs are involved in. And I'd say just February, March, April, May would be more than...
I'll just send the whole schedule because it's all in the document.
Okay. All right.
And would you copy me on that too, please, Patty?
Sure. About if I'll just copy our committee.
That'd be great. Announcements and roundtable discussion. 1 minute. Yeah, 1 minute. Elaine.
Yeah, just a reminder that our February meeting for the full SCAC Council is on February 19th. That's 1 week later than usual, but there's a county holiday on the 12th. So just be sure that's on your calendar for February 19th. Thank you.
Okay. Any other announcements?
Larry. I have one. I'm sorry.
Larry? Turn on your sound.
Could you ask Carissa to send out the schedule like this?
Did I?
The presentation schedule?
No, I didn't. Well, I sent it to Carissa, but I didn't specifically ask her to send it out.
Would you ask her so we'd all have it? So we that way we know all the dates?
For legislative, correct?
Yeah. Right. And you got what I sent you, right? You got the...
Yes.
Draft. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
And secondly, I probably missed it. I don't know who Nalita Mendoza is, who's part of the meeting. Is that someone, is that a new member or member of staff?
She is a member of SCAC, and she is also a council city council member in the city of Santa Ana.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. I am intently listening to all the wonderful information you've been providing. Is there any information I can relay to you? What I've been listening to, since I'm the representative with the Santa Ana City Council, I will be reporting back to my council at our next meeting.
Is this the standing committee that you've selected?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so then we'll need to follow up. So now that you've attended a meeting, the executive board can appoint you to the committee.
Okay. All right.
So is Tish still on this committee? Trish.
My understanding is that she is.
Yes, Tish is still on SCAC. She is still a resident of Orange County. She has not moved. When she does, then she will from SCAC.
Okay. Thanks for pointing that out, Larry. Patty, you had your hand raised. There was an announcement you wanted to make.
Well, we'd just like to make sure everyone is aware that Alzheimer's Orange County partnered with the Orange County Healthcare Agency and opened a COVID positive residential facility for older adults with memory impairment at the Fairview campus. It has been open since the 28th of December. It has been very busy, and it has filled a tremendous need in order to free up critical hospital beds and help to prevent the spread in congregate living situations. The funding is all through the county healthcare agency and now the state as a residential alternative care site. So people don't have to pay a thing and they stay with us for up to 28 days until their COVID quarantine and infectiousness resolves. It's really been quite an amazing addition to the continuum of care in Orange County. And I just wish more people knew about it and were ready to use it. We can admit people from home if there's a problem with people taking care of a loved one at home for fear of being exposed to COVID. We can admit them from home. We can admit them from a nursing home, from an assisted living memory care or boarding care. And we are taking many from hospitals, from emergency departments, and as they're being discharged from the med-surg floors.
If you have that in writing somewhere with the phone number, I would appreciate it. I can distribute that.
I'll send the little feed around.
Okay, thank you. Okay, then it's up for public discussion. At this time, members of the public may address the council regarding any items within the subject jurisdiction, provided that no action is taken on off-agenda items unless authorized by law. Comments shall be limited to 3 minutes. Do we have any public comments? Okay, hearing none, then we are moving to our adjournment, which is at, I don't know the time. Our next meeting is going to be on March 15th at 9:30. Thank you very much, everybody, and we will see you next month.
I see that Gene Hernandez is here.
Yeah, he is, but he's on the phone.
5 minutes
ago. I am on the phone. I'm sorry. I'm juggling a lot of hats. Sorry, I was at another OCTA meeting. So I'm sorry I got here late.
No problem. You perfect.